The consumer didn't f***ing want Jimi Hendrix, but they got him, and it changed the world. And the consumer didn't want Sgt. Pepper's, but they got it. And they didn't want the Sex Pistols, but they got it. F*** the customer. The customer doesn't know what he wants. You f***ing give it to him, and he likes it. And now there's an attitude in the music business where it's like, well, let's keep the consumer happy because that's what makes the music business go around. Let's put it this way. If a fashion house is a record label, right? Like,
right.
Dior or all those big fashion houses, do you think fashion would stay the same if they asked the consumer what they wanted to wear next summer? Why fashion always moves forward and we all look different and have different haircuts and we're all different because fashion doesn't focus group it to its f***ing customers. Customers are idiots. 99% of them are f***ing idiots.
Good way to start the show. Hi, customer. No, really, it is. There's a lot of truth to what Noel Gallagher from Oasis said there. Never been a fan of his. I thought he's just kind of a pompous dude who always wears shirts with his collars up. You know, I got a problem with that. It's not my kind of dude. If you're wearing a sweater around your neck and we go out to eat, I'm going, I can't go tonight. Why? Bob's wearing a sweater, Sherry, around the neck. Can you believe that? I'm not going to be seen with this Dockers wearing motherfucker. But seriously, he says a lot of things right there that are extremely truthful. And I think that's what's wrong with the world today. I'm not here to bitch about what's wrong with the world. I don't have all the facts in front of me. I just know what I see. And I know what business I'm in. And I'm seeing people just being told what's funny nowadays. I'm seeing people being told everything. What to think, what to wear, who to vote for, why. Why to vote for them? Nobody has time to do their research or have their own thing. You've got our own sensibilities. We do that. And we let the chips fall where they may. And it's unfortunate that what he says is somewhat true. Just kind of, I'm not trying to make a statement here. I'm just trying to bring up, you know, into your mind here. Just kind of be aware of it. Be kind of aware of what's being force-fed to you and how you're reacting to it and how you like it. You like it. Some people love that type of stuff. People love being told what they want to hear. People love taking all the guesswork out of it. I don't want to have to research something. Just tell me what to think. Tell me where to go on vacation. Tell me what to eat. Tell me who my friends are. Tell me what bands to listen to, what movie to see, who to vote for, how to work out, what diet to follow. That's what's happening. That is what is going on right now. I'm sure it's been going on for a long time, but right now it's getting a lot worse as far as I'm concerned. So, where do I want to begin here? I went to Costco and I was wearing a college university hoodie. And this woman comes up to me and she says, "Oh, that school, boy, do your kids go there?" Fuck. Do my kids go there? Yes, I am old enough, I guess, to have college-age children. And the fact that Sherry and I never had kids, we don't think about stuff like that. We don't think that the world looks at us as old as we truly are. That slapped me in the face like you wouldn't believe. I felt so bummed out. I don't know why. I guess that's the reason why. I guess the reason is I just wish that the rest of the world saw me the way I see me. Oh, God. This is a time. This is a time, isn't it? You know, there's a lot of heavy things going on in my life right now. Not here to bitch about it, but there are some heavy things going on around this house. One of them is Sherry's mother. She fell. She broke her pelvis. She's okay. She's walking around. She's got some help at the house, the whole thing. But it's not a fun time. Sherry has to step up and try to make sure that she's not being taken advantage of by insurance companies. The brothers are really doing what they can to help out. And it's really nice to see everybody protect their investment. So there's a certain heaviness that's kind of laying around the atmosphere here in the crib. I've got some friends who are going through some issues, some of them health issues, some of them like me, wondering, you know, you get to that age range when you start doing the math. You start going, well, do I have enough money to retire? Have I thought this whole thing through? Do I have to lower my lifestyle changes? Are things going to change drastically for me? So I've got a lot of friends that are going through that. So there's a certain heaviness to that as well. I also have some family members who are ill. I think I might wear that a little too much. I've been told that I accept a lot of that, and they don't know that I do. And I'm glad they don't really know that I do this, but I spend a lot of sleepless nights and a lot of times praying and wondering and hoping and just wanting them to be happy and peaceful. And it's very important for me. And I do a lot of contemplating and, like I said, a lot of praying and meditating on them and their life. And I talked to one of my family members who is ill, and, you know, it's not getting any better is what he says. And, you know, that's true. You get to an age where you go, it's not getting any better. Is this the worst fucking podcast ever? Are you still here? I've been nothing but a bummer so far. I promise maybe to throw a little gem at you in here. But yeah, I wear that a lot. And one of my family members said, why do you worry so much about this? Why do you own that? Why do you wear this for us? There's nothing you could do about it. There's nothing I could do about it. So why do you spend so much time worrying about it? And he's right. I should probably stop doing that. But to me, it's just the way I care. I care about people pretty heavy. My friends, I love them. I really care about them. And a lot more than they probably realize. So there's a lot of that going on. We're trying to sell the house, which is also a little heavy around here. And I think Sherry and I are kind of nipping at each other a little bit. So I'm not having a lot of fun right now. I'm not, but I do have a new idea that's very exciting to me. I'm not going to tell you the idea right now. I'm going to give you a little broad brushstrokes and ask you, doing one of those asks right now for you. Please subscribe to my Facebook page. I believe it's facebook.com official Terry James or the Terry James. I don't know what it is. Just go to my website, terryjames.com, and there's a link there to that. I'm going to start doing a game show where I'm going to be giving away some gift cards and just having some fun. I'm going to be starting a game show on there. And it looks like the technical stuff that I need to get done is really kind of ironing itself out, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And I'm at the process right now of talking to some people to maybe be my, I guess I need maybe a sidekick or an announcer just to make it game showy. So I'm excited about that. So go ahead and like the page. And this is something I'm spending a lot of time and a lot of excitement on. The ideas just keep coming. And it's good to be in that state. It's good to be in that state about that type of stuff. Changing. I'm changing things. I think a lot about these things. Like this podcast, for example, I decided to dump the intro music. I'm not going to start every show with a quote. I just saw that and said, oh, man, that kind of hit home a little bit to me. So I'm not going to, I don't want this. It just feels a little too showy. It feels like I'm trying to do a show. That's the last thing I want to do is try to put on a show right now. I already have a place for that. I already have a show. I'm here to connect with you. I'm here to toss around some ideas, hear them verbally come out of my mouth and see if they stick, and then get the response from you guys and see what you're up to. And I like it. This is a place for me to let off a lot of steam. Talk a little trash. That's kind of fun. You know, talk about some things that I've basically been kind of afraid to talk about. I'm going through some things here. You may not realize it, but I am, and I appreciate you being here for the ride and all the ups and downs and all that. This is not a show. This is almost like a daily, not a daily, but it's almost like a, I don't know, a diary, a blog, a vlog, whatever you want to call these things. I've been writing in my journal a lot lately, too, and it's normally I write my goals and what I did that day to achieve them, but lately I've been writing about real personal things. Like, if somebody saw this, I don't want anyone to see this, but I'm doing it. I'm writing it down, and I've been told that it makes you feel better, that it clears your mind and opens you up to do a lot of other things, which I would like. So far, I haven't noticed that, but I've been this is the first time I've ever written some real personal stuff down, like diary style. There's that. But as far as this podcast goes, I'm all about this. I'm all about just throwing things out there. I'm very proud of everything that I've posted so far, even though it's a mixed match of a lot of different things, a lot of different ideas, some certain things that I have going on. I'm real proud, and I've posted everything that I've recorded, every single thing unedited. I put it up there. I could edit things out. Oh, I said this. I shouldn't do that. Somebody's going to get hurt here. You know, I don't want to offend somebody here. But you know what? If I do, I do. And I'm throwing that out there right now. So I've been posting every single thing that I've ever recorded, with the exception of one thing. I recorded a podcast that I told you about earlier in a previous podcast called How to Quit Your Podcast. I guarantee you it's recorded. I guarantee you that I will post that the day that I stop doing this podcast, in keeping with my promise to myself that I'm just going to throw some shit out there on the wall and see what sticks. If I say something that offends somebody, I'll deal with the ramifications. If I say something where I need to apologize, I'll do that. But I'm not going to be very quick to apologize. I'm kind of past that stage in my life. I know in my heart, and we all know in our heart, what kind of person we are. Like I talked about earlier, I wish the rest of the world saw me the way I see me. And unfortunately, nobody does that. People in our lives have a preconceived notion of who we are, have that first meeting of when they met somebody, their first opinions, all that kind of stuff. There's a lot of that in there. So why care? Why worry so much about that? I worry about my friends and family so much. I don't have time to worry about me and offending people. I'm not out to offend anybody. I'm not. And speaking of that, I'm very excited that later on, I think it's Saturday night, Sherry and I are going to go down to the Moore Theater and see Bill Burr. He's one of my favorite comedians. I think he's at the top of his game. Probably my favorite comedian out there right now. I love comics. As you know, I've dabbled in it myself. I see these people with such awe after knowing what it takes to get up there and the fears that you've got to jump through and the crap that you need to take. And in today's day and age, I wouldn't even want to be with that. Comedians now do all this crowd work bullshit where they're begging people to fight them and to argue with them. To me, that's not a fun time on stage. I like telling stories. I like connecting with people. That was the fun part to me. But seeing Bill Burr, and he's taping a special. I'll be there at the taping of a special, which is super cool. So I'm excited about that. And Sherry's going to go with me. She's not a real giant fan. She will. She likes stand-up comedy, but she won't watch it on TV. She doesn't like watching it on TV like a lot of people do. So there you go. I also got an email that I kind of wanted to bring up. It said, how do you find your peace in life? Or how do you find peace in your life? Excuse me, Monica in San Diego. The truth is, Monica, I haven't. I do not live as peaceful of a life as one would imagine, as I would have imagined that I would be at this point in my life. I do have some very peaceful moments. Don't get me wrong. Things are not tragic around me, and I don't look for bad things, but I do recognize them. I don't go out looking for them. I see them, and then I make a decision, do I want to deal with it or not? But peace is a whole different thing. What makes somebody peaceful, there's no recipe for that. Here's how to be peaceful, Monica. What's peaceful to me may not be peaceful for you. What's peaceful to me is, I guess, coming to terms and knowing that I haven't hurt people. I think about this a lot. I've overcome a lot of things in my life. I really have, that have left me feeling unsettled for the longest time. And that gives me hope that maybe I will be at peace with a lot of other things that are bothering me right now. But the truth is, I live a life full of regrets. Lots of regrets, some that I will never talk about, some that I can talk about. I regret some career choices I've made. I wonder what ifs a lot. And you can't live a peaceful life when you're wondering, did I make the right decision all the time? You got to be where you are. You got to accept where you are right now. And that's where I'm working on. I'm working on accepting exactly where I am right now. I picked up a book on stoicism. It's called Meditations by Marcus Aurelius. Some great guy in the 1400s or something like that. It's an adapted book. So it's written to where a lame ass like me could understand it. And thank you to the guy who did that. It's weird, but I've always been attracted to the Stoicism type of thing as somewhat of a, I know it used to be a religion. I just kind of want that lifestyle, and I've always wanted that lifestyle well before I even know what Stoicism was. So I'm very intrigued by the uprising of this by a guy, some guy wrote this, I think his name Brian Holiday wrote a book about it, and it's really good. It's really good. So, and I identify with a lot of these things. I feel like I've doing a lot of this stuff for a long time in my life, but not to the level that a Stoic, a true Stoic would be. So now I'm taking a deep look into why I've been drawn towards the Stoicism type of thing. Have I always been kind of a Stoic? I think I have. I'm more like Stoic light, like Stoic extra light. I know where I want my head to be. I know that I don't want things to bother me. I know I want to be even keel. I know that I want people, you know, with a certain amount of even keelness, if that's even a word, is trust comes with that. And I want people to trust me. I want you to trust me. I want you to, you know, to just know that I'm not out to try to pull one over on you. There's a lot of trust that needs to be built up. And being Stoic, I believe, is a way to get some trust. I have some friends who are very, very good at this. So it's really hard to have a career that I have. The career that I have right now, the take a look at me, everybody look at me career, look at my social media, listen to my podcast, I got a radio show, I do stand-up comedy, the bright lights are on me, and call yourself a Stoic? There's no way. There's a lot of the stuff that makes sense to me, and I find myself being very hypocritical about the rest. And all that. I mean, a long time ago, to prove to you that this has always been a part of my life, I made a list of what my creed should be as a man. And I suggest everybody try this. Not as a man, as a woman, as a human being. How you want to operate. How you want to see yourself maneuver through life. Make a list of those qualities that you like and look at it every day. I have looked at this every day. And I'm trying to improve on each one day by day. In fact, I'm going to pull up the list. I wasn't planning on doing this. Let me get my creed. I have it written down in my little notes here is my creed. Okay, these are the things that are very important to me and have been important to me for years. These are not things that I've just recently written down. These are things that I've tried to live by for the longest time. Let's work... Let's just start at the top of the list. I don't favor a political party. I know that upsets a lot of you that I don't. I know a lot of you want me to be a certain way to vote for the person you're voting for. Chances are I'm not going to vote for the person who you're voting for, either side. I'm very disgruntled by it, and I don't favor a political party. I don't ever want to favor a political party. I am heartbroken that this country, men and women lose their lives for this country, and then we let our politicians act like fools and try to pit people against each other for their own benefit. That's disrespectful to me. That's painful to me. And I don't want to be any part of it. So that's one of the reasons why right there that I don't want to be that way. That, and I'm not interested in it. I'm just not interested in it. I have a lot of things about me that are very conservative. I have a lot of things about me that are very open and accepting. So there you go. That's one of the things that I read every single day. I don't favor a political party. That's very important for me not to. I am free from bias is one of the things that I wrote down. These are a lot of these, almost every single one of these. I haven't perfected any of these, but some of them got pretty close to, you know? No meddling in other people's affairs. Now, if you listen to the Lex and Terry show, you would say, you're full of shit. You're jumping in everybody's life. But in my personal life, I don't like the gossip. I don't like that. Sometimes I get drawn into it. I'm not 100% perfect, but I recognize it when it's happening, that it is gossip. And that's one of the things that I wrote down, that I no meddling in other people's affairs. It's your affair. It's your life. Why would I jump in there? It's not affecting me whatsoever. So I'm pretty good at that one. Don't listen to slander or gossip. That's pretty much the same thing. This is one of the things I've written down. Becoming my version of a real man. That's one of the things I'm working on right now. And I find myself finally, for lack of a better term, becoming a man and what a man is in my eyes. And all of these things to me are what a man is in my eyes. So all of these qualities right here, this is what, you know, and these are the things that I've been working on these for years. I haven't added anything to this list in the longest time, although I probably should revisit this and take a couple things out and maybe add a couple more things in. But I do read this every single morning before I start the Lex and Terry Show. I enjoy my freedom of speech. Very important to me, obviously. I enjoy it. I don't think it's important to go around and tell everybody how I feel all day long. I don't want to get in arguments. But when I say something, I'm going to stand by it. And if I stand by it and it turns out that I was misinformed, misled, wrong, I will be the first person to apologize and say that I'm sorry. But I am definitely a big fan, like all of us are, about the freedom of speech. I want to listen more before speaking. This is something that I actively do and have been doing for a long time. I think I'm getting pretty good at that one. I think I'm getting pretty good at that. Live with less while holding prosperity in my heart. I don't want to be so attached to all the cool things in life, but I want to enjoy the cool things in life. So there's a little hypocritical part there. That's why I added while still holding prosperity in my heart. I don't want to be one of these people that says, I don't need anything. I'm not a monk. I have desires. I have dreams. I want to go on a nice vacation. And when I go on a nice vacation, I want it to be done the right way. I want to travel in style. I want to stay at a memorable place. I don't want to just get by with life. I want to suck all the marrow out of it, as they say in Dead Poets Society. But no, these are things that I want to live with less, but I also want to just needing less. I don't need a lot of things, but from what I do, I'm choosing to do. So that's one of the things that I'm working on as well. Don't be tempted to emulate others. Very important. And that's what you're seeing right now all along. And that's where I'm struggling with this podcast. I don't want to be a self-help podcast. There's plenty of those out there. I just want to be me. I'm waiting for, and some of it is coming out, I'm waiting for me to come out. And I hope that it is. I hope you're really starting to see who I am, or at least not even see who I am. I really want you to feel who I am. I don't want to be like anybody else. I just want to be a good version of me. I want to be a good man. And that's why I wrote all of this stuff down. Don't take action on speculation. Absolutely. Don't sit there and because somebody else says something that goes back to almost the political stuff or gossip or whatever. I don't want to act on speculation. Any time that I've acted on speculation in my past has led to a not so real good outcome. It just hasn't. Lead by example. Obviously, the right people will see it. I believe that I'm doing pretty good at that. I try to lead by example at work. I try to. And I think that I'm much better at that than they will give me credit for. But I really think so. So I leading by example is very, very important to me. Unconditional kindness. I want to be kind to everybody. No matter what you have going on in life, my default, I want to be kindness. I don't want to be because you're wearing a MAGA hat, fuck you. Or because you vote for Biden, or because you like the Rams, or because you're fat, because you're Mexican. I don't want any of that. I don't want any of that in my life. And my default has always been, and probably to a fault, my default has always been to lean with kindness, and a lot of people, I believe, take advantage of me for that or view me in a different way. So sorry for all the coughing. Forgiveness is a big deal. Obviously, this is self-explanatory. Dress with pride and purpose. I wrote that down a long time ago. I think it's important to put forth who you really are inside in some sort of outwardly way. And it doesn't mean dressing nice. It doesn't mean flaunting your wardrobe. It just means putting on that uniform and being who you are every single day, every single second of every single day. Freedom of will in moments of joy or pain and sickness. And this is one of the things that I'm very bad at. I have to remind myself in moments I have freedom of will. I am allowed to feel joyful. I'm allowed to be sad. I'm allowed to do this. I'm willing myself to do this. If something sad happens, I have a decision to make at that point. Do I want to react with sadness or anger or sorrow? Do I want to do any of that? Or shall I choose the other route? So and that's one of the things. I think that's so important for me to become the guy that I want to be, to just really have that, you know, really have that freedom of will to go on, know that I'm in control of every fucking thing that happens to me, or at least I'm in control of how I react to everything that happens to me. I want to be a good friend. I think I am a good friend. Tolerance of ignorant people, I wrote down. That's a 24/7 job anymore. I don't know if anybody can do that anymore. To learn from every conversation. When I go out to friends with friends, and Jerry will tell you this, I've actually said you're going out with friends, and in my mind I'm going, I'm looking forward to seeing so-and-so tonight. I look forward to learning from them. They don't know this, but I look forward to some way they react, something they say, something they do that sheds light on either who they are, or I can learn more about who they are, or I can learn more about myself through them. And that's a very important thing for me. And I'm very, very good at that. Freedom of will. I already did that. Let's see here. There's a power in being open to all. That's just saying yes to certain things. Don't be afraid to say yes. That's something that I believe that I've overcome, but I do say no. There's a lot of power in saying no too, but that's part of the freedom part. Freedom to say yes or no and just own it. Hypocrisy has no place in my life. One of my biggest pet peeves. I don't want to be a hypocrite. Anytime I find myself going down the hypocritical route, makes me sick to my fucking stomach. Anytime I see somebody who's a hypocrite, unfortunately, I look poorly upon them. But then I have to make my freedom of will decision. Do I want to hang out with that person anymore or not? Don't blame others. I don't like blaming people for things, even though when it's other people's fault. I don't like blaming people for stuff that, you know, most of the time, let's just put it this way. I see a lot of people in my life blaming all kinds of stuff for their actions, their inactions, their decisions, their horrible relationship, their financial decisions, all that. They want to blame everybody else. I don't want to be one of those people. That's part of the living in the now and moving forward. If you're living in a blame world, I don't think you could go forward in that. But that's one of the things that I'm pretty good at that as well. Being consistent and upholding this creed. I wrote that down. I have been consistent. I have read this every single day for many, many years. Feel the love of my friends and family. I do feel that they care for me. And the only way to feel that is to tell yourself that they do and to recognize the little things, the little gestures that they do. It's not them taking you out to eat or anything like that. It's just making time for you or that hug that you get when they walk in the door. You know, there's just little things like that. It's really neat. It's really good. And I think it's very important to feel the love of your family, obviously, and your friends. I think that that's a big deal. I remain cheerful no matter what life throws me. That is one of the things about, that could fit in that other category, the freedom of will. I definitely choose to try to find humor in things. That's what it is. I choose to find, to live a cheerful life. You know, that's my options right there. What else? Let's see, I'm trying to see here. Remain, share, Take care of every task without complaining. Exactly. Been really good at this lately. Things need to be done around the house. I'm going to do it. But I do find moments when Sherry wants me to go do something like that. My patience runs thin, and I do need to work on that. And okay, I'm going to have to take that back. On a scale of 1 to 10, I'm going to say I'm about a 7.3 on that one. Nobody can persuade me to do wrong. That has been my entire life. That is one of my best qualities. Nobody can persuade me. Peer pressure doesn't work on me. Hate emails, they don't work on me. The deep praise emails don't necessarily work on me, although they do make your ego feel a little good. But nobody can persuade me to do wrong. I've had friends try to, go out and do some bad things, as a kid. Let's go throw rocks in people's windows. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to be part of that. I don't want to hurt somebody. I knew at a young age that was wrong. You're not going to persuade me to do that. I've never been one for the peer pressure for drinking or drugs or anything. If I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it because I made the decision to do it. And nobody has ever told me that. So I'm very happy about that. And the last one is if I do show temper, and I don't think you could live life without it, although that would be nice. I don't think you could live life without it. But if you do show some sort of temper, make it somewhat of a mild temper. Don't go over the top with it. If you need to show somebody your disapproval, it's okay. It's okay to be a human and to show that. But don't go over the top and make yourself a big baby out of it. And being an Irish guy, that's probably one of the things that I need to work on the most. All right, guys, thanks for being here. I love you guys. I appreciate you. And I'll see you whenever I do this again.